You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time again for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Simon Antrobus here on RNIB Connect Radio to find out what's been happening around the organisation and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Simon, and thank you for joining me this time.
Hello, Toby.
We must start this time, Simon, with celebrating the great success of all of Team RNIB runners in the 2026 London Marathon, raising, I think, over £200,000 for the RNIB and some great stories from, I think, 90 or so RNIB runners, including some visually impaired runners too.
I know, it's a fantastic achievement, Toby. I'm delighted that we've got such passionate supporters who want to join us to raise important income for this organisation. And look, having run the London Marathon myself a long time ago, I know the amount of commitment, training, all the preparation that you have to do, and the kind of cajoling and encouraging people to support you financially. It takes a huge amount of commitment. So I'm absolutely delighted that we've got some amazing people that have supported us through running that London Marathon. We can't do the things that we want to do, Toby, to help blind and partially sighted people, to support them to live their best lives, without those kind of commitments from our supporters. So it's a great thing. And, you know, people will make their own stories as a result of getting up there and putting themselves out there and running the London Marathon. And I spoke to one of our colleagues here at RNIB, Robin Spinks, who had run the marathon for us. And he said it was one of the most amazing experiences, because you do feel a lot of love and joy as you're running that marathon. It is quite painful, I must admit, my experience myself, but the sense of achievement at the end is incredible. So we're really appreciative of our supporters who've gone the extra 26 point something miles for us and raised a heck of a lot of money.
And it's interesting reading some of those stories which are up on the RNIB website at the moment about people who have maybe run the London Marathon for the RNIB for maybe two or three times, but also people who've got involved through connections with family members who have experienced sight loss.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's incredible, isn't it, Toby? That, you know, not only, you know, I say this honestly, I ran it once, and I think if somebody said to me, you've got to run it again, I'd have to think long and hard, because it was quite a painful yet joyful experience. And for people to come back and to do it again and again and raise money for us is incredible. And then, of course, yeah, people are really motivated by their own kind of lived experience, or the experience within their families. And they recognise, which I think is a wonderful thing and something I'm very proud of, is the support that RNIB has provided to them and their family. And we should always kind of think about that when people go out there and raise money for us. You know, the job that we do in providing advice, providing support, you know, influencing for change, we can't do it without the support of our marathon runners, as an example. But equally, a good number of them have benefited from our support as well. So it's a kind of virtuous circle in that kind of way.
Well, if you would like to join Team RNIB for the 2027 TCS London Marathon, or running for the RNIB in either the London Big Half this September or in the 2026 Royal Parks Half Marathon in October, do go to rnib.org.uk/London-runs for more details on how to sign up. We are also celebrating at the moment the power of people helping other people, and an incredible £15 million in flexible funding raised by players of the Postcode Lottery and awarded to the RNIB by the Postcode Care Trust since 2018, supporting many areas of the RNIB's work in making a more inclusive society for blind and partially sighted people.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's amazing, Toby, that we've got this partnership with Postcode Lottery. And I was only talking to their chief executive yesterday. This is a long-standing commitment to the work that we do here at RNIB, and our commitment in turn to blind and partially sighted people. And I'm delighted that we're able to have this partnership, that the organisation, Postcode Lottery, really understands what we're trying to achieve here and is focusing down on important work that we're doing. So, you know, we're doing work around digital skills advisors, you know, the work we're doing around making sure that organizations are visibly better employers with the standard that we've set there. These are really key elements of the work that we do, making sure that, you know, libraries are accessible. All of this is funded by the support we get from the Postcode Lottery. And, you know, it's a fantastic milestone to reach £15 million worth of support from this organisation since 2018. It's a great feat. And I'm delighted that we've got this fantastic partnership. And we were celebrating that partnership with the Postcode Lottery down at a conference in Cornwall only just recently. So long may it continue. Lots of work for us to do, but a really important part of making sure that we can show up for blind and partially sighted people on a day-to-day basis.
I suppose it's also good to have these partnerships with organisations like the Postcode Lottery and the Postcode Care Trust, because without it, I suppose some of our work we would not be able to do.
Well, absolutely, Toby. I mean, this is the thing. All of the work that we do here at RNIB is set against the funds that we can raise. And, you know, a lot of that comes from individual donations. It'll come from people that have left money to RNIB in their will. But equally, it's about the partnerships we create, whether that's a corporate partnership with a commercial enterprise or whether it's a funding partnership like this with the Postcode Care Trust. These are key elements to make sure that we can show up on a day-to-day basis and that we can fund the activity that makes such a difference to blind and partially sighted people.
Well, do check out the RNIB social media channels and the RNIB website, rnib.org.uk, for more about how the Postcode Lottery Flexible Funding has been making a real difference to the lives of blind and partially sighted people. And of course, on the RNIB website, you will find a wide range of information and advice on living with sight loss too. And don't forget that you can always call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 or use your smart device to call the RNIB helpline too. Well, thank you so much indeed, Simon, for chatting with me this week here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.